Oh, yeah, you know that band, the one and only Joe Patek Orchestra from Shiner. Doing one called The Oaken Leaves, and I want to send that out to George Reinishek down in Waverly, George. One of the oldest listeners back when I first started this crazy show back in, 1998. George was one of the first listeners we had, and he's still stuck with us. Used to come see us when we played down in Dabena. Had kinfolks down there. And George, I hope you're doing well. Hope maybe to run into you again sometime. But send that out to you, little Joe Patek there. And so that wraps up our first block of music. Let's go back and recap what we heard. Start things off with a little Corpus Christi music for Don Main. Leo Mayak Orchestra doing a couple of numbers. The Lonely Heart Waltz. And then the Cavalry Soldier Polka. Right after that, another Corpus Christi band, the Pavelka Orchestra, featuring good buddy Mark Rebicek on drums, doing the Roaring Mountains Polka. Right after that, a little Nebraska music, Frank Kuchera, from an album called The Real Star of the Kuchera Family. I don't know if I would take that with a grain of salt. I think Ernie Kuchera is definitely the more popular of the two. But this is Frank Kuchera doing one called The Sweetheart Waltz. Right after that, we had Harold Strand and his orchestra doing one called Clarician Landler. I think I'm saying that right. I have my daughter, Courtney, who is proficient in German. She could probably pronounce it better than I could. Harry Louie and his all-time band out of New Braunfels doing one called The Treasure Waltz. And then the great Bacha Band out of Fayetteville doing one called The Two Hearts Polka. And keeping in the family line, Ray Krennick, who is a cousin of the Botches, doing one called The Lively Krennick's Polka. And I've seen that on the early Botcha recordings as a polka called Otilie. And I think Ray Krennick just renamed that and kind of put his own little spin on it. But it goes by different names. Some very smooth, nice music from Jerry Volker doing the Prague Waltz. And like I said, we wrapped that first set up with Joe Patek Orchestra and the Oaken Leaves Polka. So that is our first block of music down. We got one more to go. And I want to send this out to a few people. Say hi to Alan Zarnick up in New Jersey. Wow, it's hard to believe the last show I did was actually the Harry Zarnick tribute show back in November. And I got a very nice email from Alan thanking me for that. And as I told him then, you know, the pleasure's all mine. Harry Zarnick was such a great guy and had just, I think, one of the, you know, the top all-time polka bands in Texas, that it was my honor to pay tribute to such a such great music, you know. So, Alan, hope you're doing well. Also, say hi to Frank Smetak, originally from Pennsylvania, now living down in Jacksonville, Florida. Hello, Frank. Hope you're enjoying the show. Hope you're listening. Nice to hear from you. And we're going to feature some good music now. Start things off. Tony Yannock and his polka band from down in Sweet Home, a little bitty hole in the wall down south central Texas. One called the Miner's Rose Waltz. Thank you.
Thank you. Love has passed you by. A lover's patch she leaves you flat, no need to cry. Get acquainted with the guy. Get on the list with Mr. Rock and Ride.
Ah, yeah, some nice northern music. A band called Dorf Kapell. And that old favorite, the Rock and Rye Polka there. And with that, we wrap up our final segment of music for this show. And I'll go back and let you know what we listened to. Started things off with Tony Yannock. It's a polka band, one called the Miner's Rose Waltz. Sonny Patalik and his Classic Sounds Combo doing one called the Goodbye Waltz. And right after that, we had Elmer Scheid and his Hoolery Band doing the Rano Ranichko, the Good Morning Polka. Joni Mikula out of Venice doing one called the Hasterman, of course. And then a little family music there, courtesy of Glenn Lucina. Hope you're doing well, Glenn. Some music he sent to me to be transferred a while back. Actually, his dad and I believe his uncle. These are some home recordings they made, just like on reel-to-reel, just, you know, sitting around their house. And that's, I've played these recordings before, and I just love them. I hope you understand how much I really appreciate this music, Glenn. It's just, to me, that's everything that, Czech music is about. Is just, it's, it, you know, fills, it's passed from generation to generation, and just family to family, and it doesn't matter if you're in a band, if you can play an instrument or not. You know, you're just sitting around your house and somebody's got a guitar or somebody has an accordion and you just, you start playing and singing along. So a little very intimate homey music there, one called When I Left You Waltz. Then we had Fritz and the Fabulous Six out of Pflugerville at that time, now out of Hutto, I believe, doing one called Under the Pine Polka, or Under the Pine Tree. A little more bocce music, Ray Bocce this time, one called Song from the War. And then the Red Ravens doing the Austin Waltz. And like I said, we wrap that up with Dorf Kapell and the Rock and Rye Polka. So there you have it, the April 2010 show in the books. And I'm getting a little more control on everything, so I will definitely get these shows out a little quicker than I have in the past, hopefully every month or so. You know, I do nothing at work. I've got all these songs on a hard drive that I take to work every day, so it's pretty easy for me to pick out, you know, 20 songs or so to put on the show. So hopefully I can do that a little more frequently, get these shows out to you. So that's it. Check out the website. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of changes. You know, the appearance will change. I'm going to start out a little blog, kind of give you some of my feelings on some things and let you know what's going on with the website and various, like I said, some of the projects I mentioned at the beginning of the show. Let you know the status of those. Got a one project I'm working on is taking all my old CDs, which originally started out as LPs, copied to cassette, then burned to CD. I'm going back and cleaning them up, separating them out. A lot of them I had like two albums on one CD or so, and I want to try to get a complete library as possible with one album per CD, even if they are only, you know, 25 minutes or so. So all those CDs that I'm remastering, I've got to do something with. So at some point, probably towards the end of the summer, I'm going to have a big giveaway. And I've probably got, you know, 100 or so at least, more than that, CDs that I'll be giving away. And I've still got some cassettes Jean Andrzejczyk gave me. I've got a bunch of those. I've got some on loan to Thomas Dernan. As soon as I get those back, I'll be giving those away too. So a lot of really rare music that you can't get anywhere. Probably 75-80% of this stuff is out of print. You're not going to find it anywhere, but I'm going to give it to you, so stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, we're going to get on out of here. Here's the great High Topper Orchestra doing one called the Jolly Tuba Polka. So until next time, take care, and we'll see you down the road. Bye bye. Thank you.
Thank you.